Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. Let us prepare our hearts for worship by singing our hymn of preparation. You will find the hymn on the inside, just under the title on the inside of the bulletin. If you would, let us sing that together. I hope you enjoyed the singing for the fifth Sunday today and got to hear some of those old hymns that mean so much to you and some of your favorites. I don't know whether you all had an opportunity to see the announcement sheets that are out. I want to pull a couple of things out, and I want to call to your attention to the newsletter, The Connection, that went out this week. If you didn't get yours or it got thrown out by accident and you want to make sure you know what's happening at Main Street for the next month, come by the office so that you can get a copy of it. A couple of things I want to pull out for your attention. The Sunday morning breakfast, that is not a line item in our budget, but it means a lot to some folks. And so if you do go through the line, how about being generous in your donations, since that is not a line item in the budget? We appreciate the gentlemen who do that for us every Sunday morning. Also, those of you who are willing to help with the Vacation Church School, there's going to be a meeting at 12:15 at McAllister's. If you can find the time and you can help, that's going to be June 25th through the 29th. They could use some helpers. So if you are willing to do that, please get to McAllister's and meet with them and provide some support for our children in Vacation Church School. Also, Main Streeters will be having their spring picnic at the home of Joby and Marion Adams. If you will note, that's at 11 o'clock on May the 12th. They'd like to have some sort of an idea of how many are coming, but don't, if you forget and don't do it, don't use that as an excuse not to go, because we would like to have you there. And finally, we have some really marvelous young folks who will be joining our church family on Confirmation Sunday. And you'll see their names listed both in the Connection News as well as on the announcement sheet that was in a couple of the classes and in the fellowship hall today. Let them know how glad that you are that they're joining our church and that they're making this tremendously significant commitment for their lives and in their Christian growth and development. Find a little note, write them a note, find a significant religious bookmark or something just to let them know that you are glad that they have picked us, that they are glad to be, we are glad to have them as members of our church family. Now, if you will continue to prepare your hearts and minds for worship, we will hear the ringing of the Trinity, and the acolytes will enter with the light of Christ.
For those of you who are able, please rise for our call to worship. Day by day, God leads us. Peace. Day by day, Jesus calls us. Day by day, the Holy Spirit shows us.
Invocation. O Good Shepherd, you desire to guide us into safety, refreshment, and peace. Meet us here today and fill us with your love, that we may look into your world with your loving knowledge. Welcome our sisters and brothers with your joy, and offer our lives with your generosity as members of your love community. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is one most common to us, one of the ones we probably learned very early in life, the 23rd Psalm, which, if you wish to follow, on page 617 in the Old Testament. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For you, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole long life. Our gospel reading is from the book of John, verse 10. Chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. If you can, will you rise for the words of our Lord? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, for they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us join our hearts and minds together in a moment of prayer. Most gracious God, we come to you in the spirit of thanksgiving this morning for the opportunity and privilege that is ours together in this place of worship, and for each one who has chosen to come and to be a part of this service. Thank you for those who are not with us today, many of whom experience illness of body, and we pray that your healing presence will be real to those. There are those who are hindered for other reasons. It may be by work or choice, and it may be because there's a heavy burden upon their heart and mind. But you know what it is, O Lord, and we trust that your presence to each of them will bring encouragement and hope. And let them know that your body, your sheep, your followers that are present today desire that they come and be a part of our presence with them in the near future. Speak to the hearts and minds of each of us who have gathered here, for we all bring our needs, our hopes, and our dreams. And as we bring them to you, O Lord, we ask that you would speak a word that would help us to live a more faithful life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. And now at this time, let us worship God with his tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
gracious Lord, for the gift and the giver, we give you thanks. In Christ's name, amen.
Please be seated. It's time for the children's message. We ask the children to please come forward.
Good morning. How are y'all on this beautiful spring day? If you have money for Heifer International, you can bring it up and put it in the boxes. Today, one of our scriptures is the 23rd Psalm. And we just had a beautiful anthem that used some of those same words. And it was a psalm written by David, who was at one time a shepherd boy. He was a shepherd. He took care of sheep. Do you think that sheep are smart or not very smart? They're not very smart. They have to have somebody look after them. When someone has a baby, can that baby do anything for himself or herself? No, somebody has to look after that baby, just like that shepherd has to look after those sheep. And the sheep are just about as helpless as a baby is. They wander off. They don't know to look out for the enemy. They don't know to look out for wild animals that might hurt them. They get very confused very easily. They don't know how to, you know, how monkey. Oh, no, yeah, they can't shave their wool off. Somebody else, a person has to do that. But if they get burrs in their wool, they, you know, how monkeys will keep each other, they groom each other. Sheep can't do that. Sheep don't know anything about that. So they have to have that shepherd to watch after them. So does that make that shepherd pretty important to those sheep? Very, very important. So the 23rd Psalm starts out, "The Lord is my shepherd." So God is whose shepherd? Ours. So what does that mean? God is going to look out for us, just like that shepherd looks out for those sheep, or new mommy and daddy look after a new baby, or God looks after us and takes care of us and fulfills all of our needs. We turn to Him if we need anything. So as you go away today, I want you to remember that the Lord is our shepherd, just like David was a shepherd boy and looked after sheep. He knew what that meant. That's why he wrote that. The Lord is our shepherd, and he will look after us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to teach us more about you. Thank you for your servants like David, who wrote beautiful songs to let us know that you are our shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
It is an honor to be with you today to share in this service of worship. And I want to thank you for choosing to be here, to be a part of this service. May we join our hearts and minds once again in a moment of prayer. In these moments, O Lord, may each of us be mindful of your presence in our midst. Help us to have hearts and minds that are open and receptive to the guidance of your Spirit. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now, our scripture readings this morning are quite familiar to most of us who have been reared in the church. And our scripture readings teach us a lot about God's wonderful love for us and just how much that God cares for each and every one of us. In these readings that we have had read a few moments ago are many images, many little messages that come from God to each of us. They were messages for the people years ago. Sometime after the psalmist wrote, and during the time that the gospel writer John wrote, they were written for the people to help them know that the God that they served was a God who cared about what went on in their lives every day, every hour, every moment. It wasn't just a matter of whether or not one came to know God as Lord and Savior or as the Good Shepherd, but God cared about how they lived each and every moment in relationship with one another and in relationship with God. Whenever we think about the Good Shepherd in this day and time in the Western culture, we often think about the sheep being driven. Having grown up on the farm, I know what it was to go down into the pastures and to bring the cows home for evening milking. We drove them. We stayed behind them. We herded them. And what we have seen so often on television about the shepherd is that they have a sheepdog and they are herding the sheep. But in Eastern culture, it was very different. The shepherd always led the sheep. And so that is the image that the psalmist gives us. It is the image that the gospel writer is giving. Whenever Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And he also says in this chapter that my sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life. No doubt the congregation to whom John wrote these words would have immediately shifted their image back to some of the images of the Old Testament where the leaders are portrayed as shepherds of the people. But not only that, maybe right into Psalm 23 that is attributed through history to King David. And they would have thought of that psalm and image. And I'd like to share with you in these moments some of the images and thoughts that have been very special for me and have spoken to my life and maybe will speak in some way to you this morning. But Psalm 23 is written as a testimony. Now, some of us recall a time in the church when we had testimonies and witnesses given. But I see this as a testimony of someone who has lived in a relationship with God, that he wants to share something of what that relationship with God is like. And so in the opening words, he just emphatically says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the people would have known the image of the shepherd and his caring for the sheep. I have chosen to make God as the shepherd of my life. I have chosen to make God as number one in my life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Some places and some translations will have it, "I have everything I need. I don't need anything else." With God as the shepherd of my life, I have everything that I need. God's going to speak to me. He's going to help me in the midst of those needs. But I like this word "want" because we want so many things today. We want a better job. We want more money. We want a larger house. Or we want a place at the beach, a place in the mountains. The list goes on, from the youngest to the oldest of us. But I hear the psalmist saying in those words, that since I have chosen God as the shepherd of my life, and I'm living in this relationship with Him, then that which I want is that which God wants for me. It's not a matter of satisfying my every little whim and desire. But I am wanting most of all in my life now to please God, and I want Him to reveal to me His desires, His wants for me. And that's what I want, and that's what God will do as my shepherd. Now let me tell you some of the things that He's also doing, because He's concerned about my physical, my emotional, my spiritual well-being. "For He makes me to lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." The shepherd would lead the sheep out to the meadows, the places to graze, to get nourishment for their bodies, also by the streams of water to get the drink that they needed to help them thrive. And there would be the time that they would simply lie down as an animal would, to simply rest. And the peacefulness that this image gives us is serenity. The shepherd is watching over them. They are not worried. They're trusting the shepherd to take care of them. These words are of that relationship that the shepherd has with the sheep and the sheep have with the shepherd, but it's also about trust and obedience. Think about the most wonderful times in your life, when everything seemed to be going great. That's like being in the green pastures beside the still waters. And the psalmist says, that's the gift of God to you. It's not something that you earned. It's not something that you created. It's God's gift to you. The shepherd provided that for you. And whenever you're weak and discouraged, frustrated and all, He's there to help you, to restore you, to refurbish you, to bring new life into you. And He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He guides me, as many translations have, in the right paths. The shepherd would never lead the sheep into paths that led them to harm and destruction, not knowingly. The shepherd would always try to lead the sheep in that path that was for the well-being and the best interest of the sheep as a whole. But carry this a thought further, that as the good shepherd, he's leading them in the right paths, the good shepherd wants to lead the sheep in the making of decisions, the saying of things, the doing of things, and all of this about your life and my life, so that we make the right decisions, the right things, doing the right thing, not for my sake, but, he says, for his sake, that we might honor him and his name be honored and glorified above all names. And even though I, the shepherd, isn't leading me there, walk into that darkest valley, that time that is the most difficult time in my life, I'm not alone, because my God, my shepherd, is there with me. You see, the assurance of God's presence is that which helps us in the midst of the most difficult times of life. And he says that my shepherd, my God, also in the presence of my enemies, prepares a table before me. And not only does he prepare a table, but he anoints my head with oil, with the blessings of God, and my cup is overflowing. It might be a terrorist. It might be a murderer. It might be a thief in the night or a robber. It might be a gang that is the enemy seeking to destroy. But it might be an illness that has come to visit, something that is disabling. Thomas Kincaid, the artist who died recently, there was an enemy at his door. His brother said that enemy was alcoholism. It was there wanting to destroy him. And oh, how wonderful the words of the psalmist are, that the good shepherd isn't condemning you because you're in the presence of the enemies, but he's seeking to provide for you that help that you need to live in the presence of whatever it is that is threatening you as an individual or threatening your life or the life of others. And he said, my shepherd is always just filling my life with blessings. So my life is overflowing. And so he could just burn out, yes, I know that the goodness, the mercy, the love, the forgiveness of God is with me daily, following me, walking with me along life's journey. Always there. These gifts of God are always there, available for you and for me. And because of this relationship that I have with my God, my greatest desire, the longing of my heart, is to be in the presence of God always. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To be with God always. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And
and I lay down my life for my sheep. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. When danger comes, when the wolf comes, when you're threatened, I'm not going to abandon you like the hired hand, because the hired hand doesn't care anything for you. But I want you to know I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there for you, to help you, and to guide you. When John wrote these words, dated by scholars anywhere from 70 CE to 90 CE, it was a time when the Jewish Christians, many of them, were being turned out of the synagogue and not allowed to worship there anymore. John 9, that chapter relates a lot of that. And they were wondering what was going to happen, I'm sure. It was a dark moment in their lives. And he tells them this message, this story that Jesus has given, as a message of hope, as a message for them to trust in Jesus, to be their good shepherd, to listen to him. For he says, my sheep know my voice, they listen to me, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life. My Father, the reason my Father loves me is this, Jesus says, that I lay down my life for my sheep. Not only do I lay it down, I'm going to take it up again. Life forevermore. God's gift to you and to me. He wants to be our good shepherd. And he wants to bless us. Accept those gifts, the blessings. And as you come today to receive this holy sacrament, see this as once again his offering to you, himself, and the opportunity for us to be a part of the sheepfold. Amen. I invite you to now please turn to the order for the Holy Sacrament and follow along and respond in the appropriate places. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is our joy and our peace at all times and in all places to give thanks to you, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, through Christ our Lord. We bless you for your continual love and care for every creature. We praise you for forming us in your image and calling us to be your people. We thank you that you did not abandon us in our rebellion against your love, but sent prophets and teachers to lead us into the way of salvation. Above all, we thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to deliver us from the way of sin and death by the obedience of his life, by his suffering upon the cross, and by his resurrection from the dead. We praise you that he now reigns with you in glory and ever lives to pray for us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads us into truth, defends us in adversity, and unites us into one holy church. Therefore, with the whole company of saints in heaven and on earth, we worship and glorify you, God most holy, and we sing with joy.
Holy, 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 holy.
We give thanks to God the Father that our Savior Jesus Christ, before he suffered, gave us this memorial of his sacrifice until he comes again. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. What shall we do as our Lord commands? We proclaim that our Lord Jesus was sent by the Father into the world, that he took upon himself our flesh and blood, and bore the wrath of God against our sin. We confess that he was condemned to die that we might be pardoned, and suffered death that we might live. We proclaim that he is risen to make us right with God, and that he may come again in the glory of his new creation. This we do now and until he comes again. Heavenly Father, show forth among us the presence of your life-giving Word and Holy Spirit to sanctify us and your whole church throughout this sacrament. Grant that all who share the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ may be one in him and may remain faithful in love and hope. And as this grain has been gathered from many fields into one loaf, and these grapes from many hills into one cup, grant, O Lord, that your whole church may soon be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. And now, as our Savior has taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Bread that we break is a sharing in the life of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come and eat. The banquet waits. I want to invite those who will be assisting in the serving of the sacrament to please come at this time. Thank you.
us receive the benediction. Go now with your trust in the Good Shepherd, and let us love, not just in words, but in truth and action. Believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another just as he has commanded us. And may God be at your side even in valleys of death. May Christ Jesus be the cornerstone of your life, and may the Holy Spirit abide in you and tend you with love and mercy all the days of your life.
We go in peace and love and serve the Lord.